And this is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The end of the legislative session in Vermont is getting closer and closer, but the fight between Republican Governor Phil Scott and the Democratic-controlled legislature seems to be intensifying. Lawmakers and the governor still need to agree on a budget, and there are other issues yet to be resolved. For more, I'm joined now by VPR Statehouse reporter Pete Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Henry.
So first, remind us again what exactly lawmakers and the governor are fighting over right now.
There's so much they're fighting over, Henry. We could talk about the $15 minimum wage bill. We could talk about paid family leave. We could talk about a bill that deals with long-term funding for water quality. But the fight that really matters the most right now is the one over the state budget, because when it comes down to it, that really is the only bill the legislature truly needs to pass every year. And even more specifically, we're talking about a fight over whether or not Vermont should spend $58 million in this budget to buy down property tax rates next year. Back on town meeting day, Vermonters approved school budget increases that would, in the normal course of events, result in property tax increases. That's because property taxes are what we use to pay for schools. So when school budget increases get approved, property tax rates go up. Mm-hmm. It's the way it's always been. Phil Scott, though, says Vermonters cannot afford the property tax rate increase that would naturally occur as a result of those budget votes. And so he wants to spend $58 million in one-time money to keep rates flat. Lawmakers say this is just a fundamentally irresponsible way to spend that money. They say, we have $58 million in one-time money, but it's one-time money. That means we won't have it again next year. And they say instead of blowing it, really, is kind of the way they view it, on a one-time tax rate buy-down, only to see those tax rates spike back up again next year, they'd like to put it toward future pension obligations and realize some real accrual value from that money over time. Phil Scott counters that by saying, hey, we're not using this one-time money. Not just using this one-time money. He says, I also have a plan that's going to reduce education costs over the next 5 years. He says, with those savings, we'll be able to pay back that $58 million, have plenty of money left over to keep buying down tax rates in the future. Lawmakers, though, just have absolutely no faith right now that those savings in the education system are really going to materialize. And that's why we're there at loggerheads with the governor right now.
Yeah. So what's the legislature's plan now? Will they postpone their budget vote or just go with it? It's something that Scott won't accept.
Well, recall that last year, lawmakers extended the legislative session for weeks to try to give themselves some time to negotiate with the governor and hopefully find some mutually agreeable resolution. They say they are not doing that this year. They say it's abundantly clear that right now the two sides are so far apart that a meeting of the minds in the next few days seems frankly inconceivable. Unless they have some kind of miraculous breakthrough, you can expect to see the House and Senate finish up work on a budget that does not use $58 million in one-time money to buy down those property tax rates. And you can in turn expect Phil Scott to veto that budget.
Okay, so what happens if they do that, if they pass that budget and then he vetoes it?
Well, both sides ultimately are going to be forced back to the table. You need a state budget to run state government. Bad things happen when you don't fix bridges and roads, right? Mm-hmm. So if Phil Scott vetoes the budget, he and lawmakers are going to have to come back to the table either later this month or perhaps in June and figure something out that both sides can at least grudgingly agree to.
Well, is there an absolute deadline? Is there a drop-dead point when all this needs to be sorted out?
The current state budget expires on June 30th. If they don't sort this out by then, Vermont is going to find itself in some uncharted territory that I'm pretty sure no one in Montpelier wants to venture into.
Okay. Well, that's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Henry.